residential, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Come on, tell somebody, I have an appointment. I'm a king. He was a king, but he was a shepherd, a forsaken shepherd. Think about it. Your father, Samuel, comes to your house, a great man in Israel. All Israel feared they knew of Samuel. Samuel comes to your house for a sacrifice, tells you to bring all your sons, and your father don't tell you. All the other seven come, but you left out. Tell somebody, I'm left out for the anointing. You need to stop wanting to be included all the time. When's my turn? Stop being part of the clique. Amen. Stop being all up in there all the time. Sometimes God wants to separate you, place an anointing upon you, because you have a high place. Your call is high. Can't be just running with everybody. Doing it. You ain't going to be included many times. People ain't going to like you when you're a likable person. They just don't like you. They don't want to be around you. Because of the anointing on your life, you better wake up and recognize, hello, and stop getting sad and feeling defeated and like God don't care. No, God has anointed you. Whether people respond to you or not, you are anointed of God. Looking for recognition among men, want your name to be called. Yeah, that makes us feel good in our flesh. But if your name ain't never called, know that I have a place in God. You don't know like I know what he's done to me and through me. You wasn't there when he saved me. You wasn't there when I slew the bear. You wasn't there when I defeated the lion. Come on, God's just getting you ready for the next level of your faith. Tell somebody there's another level. I'm stepping into it today. First thing I want you to write down in verse 13, David was anointed among his brothers. An anointing will sometimes cause people to not gravitate to you. Now understand, sometimes it will cause people to gravitate to you. Amen. Even seducing spirits want to come toward an anointing. You understand what I mean? But it'll drive certain things away from you because you are anointed. Certain trials are attached to anointings. Hello? God will not suffer you to be tempted above your able to bear. But with every temptation, we'll make a way of an escape. Some of the things I declare to you today, some of the things you've gone through is because of your anointing. Hello, because you've been anointed of God. Hello, I don't know about you, but there's some times where it's like, no, you can't say it in a way that anybody will understand. You can't say it in a way that it seems like anybody really feels what you feel. That's because God has isolated, God has separated, God has called you to himself. And the only outlet is through God, drawing closer to him. Hello? Some of y'all understand what I'm talking about. He was anointed among his brothers. It'll provoke. It'll cause jealousy. It'll cause separation. Do you know Joseph's brothers hated him, despised him because of the coat of many colors, because of the favor that God had placed upon his life. Number two. As I mentioned earlier, he was anointed with a horn of oil, a life. God knew that his life would be a life sacrificed, given fully over to him. David's testimony from God was that David is a man after my own heart. He's a man after my own heart. We see in his life written in the scriptures, he didn't do everything right by any means. He was a man of like passion. He made mistakes. He did things deliberately and wrong. But yet he had a heart to repent. Yet he had a heart because of, somebody said, because of the anointing. He even prayed one time, Lord, please don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Anything but that. See, if you're truly anointed, that's what will happen when you mess up. You won't get all stiff-necked with God. You'll know to repent. You'll know to humble yourself. You'll know to come crawling back to God. Come back in repentance and asking God in contrite heart, asking God to forgive you. Because see, when you're anointed, you know that's where your life is. You have no life outside of that life. You have no joy outside of that joy. You have no real peace being disconnected, out of position. David is a man after my own heart. In the shepherd boy, God saw king. Number three, God will go before you. God went before David. How did he do that? The time that David was being anointed and the Holy Spirit came upon him, God, foreseeing his enemy, lifted his spirit off of Saul, and an evil spirit came. God knew the encounter, and he went before David. I say he went before David. I declare to you today, God has gone before you. Come on, I say God has gone, the Lord has gone before you. The territory may be uncharted territory for you, but if you look close enough, you'll see God's footprints. You'll see he's gone before you, that he's already gone that way. God lifted the spirit off of Saul and an evil spirit. Look at somebody tell him, God's setting you up. Sometimes when things happen and we don't understand them, rest upon this, rest assured, God is setting you up. Saul, that evil spirit got on Saul, those demons started tormenting Saul, so till his servants, they saw it was demonic. And God gave them the wisdom. They said, we know of a man. He's anointed. The Spirit of the Lord is with him. He's skillful. Now, where did they get that wisdom? Except God gave him that. And he can come and play and drive the evil spirits off of you. Saul had gotten to a place where he was so desperate. He said, go get him. Bring him to me. Let me read that for you in chapter 16. Because here's number four. Number one, you're anointed among your brethren. Number two, you're anointed with a ram's horn. Or a horn of oil. Number three, God goes before you like he went before David. And number four, he will make your name great. Now, I don't want to confuse you with, as I studied this, many different writers have placed this portion of scripture in different places. I don't want to go there to confuse you. But David, his name was already great. Yet he was keeping the sheep. See, you don't have to pass out cards necessarily. Jesus would often tell people that got healed, he say, tell no man. But human nature, they tell everybody. And the word says his fame went out. He didn't have to broadcast anything. See, that anointing. Listen, the people that need to hear about you or that need to meet you, the anointing will arrange it. David was back tending the sheep. After being anointed, tending the sheep. But he had experienced the lion and the bear, but he was tending the sheep. Tell somebody, tend the sheep. He was still in obedience and submission to his father, tending sheep. He didn't know that the Lord had lifted the spirit off of Saul, that there was going to be a changing of the guard, that it was a lot closer than he thought. He was just doing what he was commanded to do by his father. You see, if you're truly going to walk in authority, you must first know how and learn how to be under authority. I'm too anointed for tending these little stinky sheep. Child, my ministry's supposed to go around the world. Well, you ain't tended one sheep yet. God ain't gonna release you to kill people. Plus, you don't have a word in your mouth anyway. Get into Africa talking about John 3:16. You don't have anything to say. But all when you tend the sheep in the least likely places. The least likely people. God chooses the weak things. Things that are not. The things that are despised. But see, this world tried to trick us into wanting to be all that. Have our name in lights. And that ain't the way up. That's the way down. The way up is down. You understand? The way up is to find that sheepfold. Where is your sheep? Where are your sheep? Does that make sense? Ask somebody, where are your sheep? Are you tending to those sheep? Somebody got quiet on the west side over here. I said, are you tending to those sheep? Well, y'all know, don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Where are your sheep? See, as Paul said when he was here, David was busy doing what his father had demanded him to do. While the others, no doubt, were probably just hanging out. You have to understand something. Even when David was called to go to tend to his brothers, do you know what he was doing was really the job of a slave? It wasn't his duty or job to take the bread and the cheese and the wine to his brothers. He didn't even have a donkey to put him on. He had to put him on his shoulder and carry him and run to his brothers at the battle. But yet David, because he was anointed, it didn't matter that he had to do it and carry it on his back. And I don't see where he asked his father, Father, isn't this the duty of one of the servants? No, he just obeyed because, see, destiny was waiting on him because there was an anointing upon him. I wish somebody understood what I was talking about. You got to understand, it doesn't matter where you are, what station in life, if you carry the anointing. What has to happen for you is going to happen for you when it's supposed to happen for you. It can look like you're the furthest from it ever in your life. It'll never happen for me. But oh, I'm here to tell you today, there's a changing of the guard. There's a shift in the atmosphere. There's a breaking through and a breaking out. Behold, I do a new thing. Before it spring forth, I tell you of it. See, David was invited to the court. And in chapter 16, verse 19, wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse. Well, let me go back to verse 18, because he had a reputation already. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing and a mighty valiant man and a man of war and prudent in matters and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse and said, send me David thy son, which is with the sheep. Jesse took an ass laden with bread and a bottle of wine and a kid and sent them by David his son unto Saul. David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse saying, let David, I pray thee, stand before me, for he hath found favor in my sight. Came to pass when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul that David took an harp and played with his hand, so Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 20 of The Faith Crisis, The Next Level. Anointing alone doesn't necessarily mean change. Waiting upon God is required for anointing to train and to mature you. Some people will become jealous, and oftentimes God will separate you after anointing you. The anointing comes with provision for the purposes of God. Our Heavenly Father wants to make your name great. The anointing will cause you to meet the people you need to meet at the right time. God provides for His anointing. God will open doors. We have to draw closer to the Lord.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.